more. They have what you need to live a healthy life, and you will be greeted by knowledgeable people to help find what is best for you. JB's Health Mart, where the health smart shop at 1504 Preacher Row in West Plains.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarkHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
It's the Coyote Winter Savings Event. Hi, this is Riley. Get ready to rev up your homestead, hobby farm, or ranch game. Purchase a Coyote CK Series tractor and receive a free loader. That's right, you'll get a bonus attachment to help you tackle even the toughest tasks. And to make it even sweeter, you'll also score 2.99% financing for 84 months. That's a whole lot of savings and a whole lot of power at your fingertips. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains today. Coyote, we dig dirt.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
We're picking up the starters for both of these teams as we come back here, and the Zizzers have been introduced. The Tigers are being introduced as we speak. We'll pick up Salem while we're in the process of that. Brody Ray, a sophomore, 5'10", will start at one guard spot. Luke Pryor, a 6'4", sophomore, will get the start up front. Also in the starting lineup for Salem tonight will be Lincoln Thomas, a 5'10", junior. Gavin Sapaw, a 6'2", junior. And Braden Gaps, a 5'11", junior. They don't have much size on this team. West Plains will start. The five of Ethan Tuma, Edgar Jacob Moore up front. Clayton Robbins playing all over the place. And Josiah Long, we have a whistle on the jump ball and a poor toss by the official. Requires another toss in the air. Only real change to the five for West Plains. Aiden Judd gets a start here in this game, and West Plains wins the tip, and this game is up and running. Zizzers in the red. Salem will start in a 2-3 zone. Pass to the low block. Robbins, touch pass out to the point. Skip pass to the corner. Three ball by Robbins is no good. Rebound goes long to the corner. Chased down by Salem. They control, and they get it, and here they come on the run. Up the right side of the floor. Roy leans in, shoots off the board. Good. Two nothing score. Left corner into the post. Back to the left corner. Josiah's open. He shoots a three. No good. Rebound weak side. That's Aiden Judd. He goes up, has the ball knocked away. Loose picked up by Salem. Left wing three is good. Lincoln Thomas makes it 5-0. Salem in the zone. West Plains on offense, left wing. Aiden Judd drives in, kicks it, skip pass to the right point, back to the far left corner. High pass caught by Clayton Robbins. On the right side, Josiah to the point. Ethan Tuma drives, kicks it to the left corner. Robbins can't get the shot away in time. They closed out pretty quick at the point now. Josiah into the high post. Jacob Moore has it. Oh, they had Robbins wide open underneath as he cut to the basket. They didn't see him. To the left side, ball fake. Josiah hands to Jacob. Down the lane to the left corner. set shot for two is no good. Rebound, though, Josiah Long can't get it to go. He got bucked pretty hard on the rebound, and Salem comes away with it. Bad pass to the right corner. The perfect example of zigging when you should have zagged. Turnover number one on Salem tonight. So West Plains will play it in the backcourt. High post, left wing, Tuma, left corner, wide open. Robbins, three, way too hard, though. Weak side rebound is tipped, kept alive. Salem gets it. They've been opportunistic so far. Now midcourt, dribble through, and a walk, but no call. Left wing pass, three, another one's in the air and good. 8-0, might be time for a timeout. Started cold, just like the weather. Salem on top early, 8-0, and we'll take a 1 minute timeout on Hunt Country KDY.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank. Proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen, because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Back to play after the timeout. West Plains basketball, high post, low post. Pass layup is no good by Clayton Robbins. And the rebound to Salem on a one and done. Backdoor bounce pass. Great pass. Blocked from behind, though. And West Plains will come away with the tie-up, and it'll belong to Salem. Just getting started. Played almost 3 minutes. West Plains is yet to score. Down 8-0 at Salem. Both teams are 4-7. On the wing. Catch. Shot. Three. Around. No good. We'll get a foul call against Salem on the rebound, though. Gavin Sapal gets the foul, first foul called in the basketball game. And West Plains with it. West Plains having trouble scoring, so that means usually it's a good idea to get that ball inside, take that ball to the basket. In the corner, another three by Robbins. In and out, rebound underneath, Judd goes up, got fouled, he'll shoot two. And West Plains now with a chance to get on the board. Lincoln Thomas with the first foul. His first foul, second team foul for the blue and white clad Salem Tigers. Aiden Judd at the line for West Plains. First try, no good, too hard. Right back to you. One more try, and no good. Rebound though, Jacob Moore has it for West Plains. Feeds it inside, bobbled away by Clayton Robbins, turnover. And now Salem with a chance to add on. Down the left side, and there's a push, and that'll be a foul on West Plains' Clayton Robbins. Luke Pryor, their 6'4 sophomore, got the baseline and drew the foul. First foul on West Plains. .434 to go in the first quarter. Here's the inbound play. Underneath, catch, shot, good, foul in the play, basket counts. See who the foul is on for West Plains. That's going to be against Aiden Judd. That's his first. It's a bucket in one, though. Stapaw puts it up and good. It is 11-0. Jared Kraft in the game for West Plains. On the right wing to the left point. Clayton Robbins to the high post. Dumps it down inside. They'll feed it across. Kraft wide open three right wing is no good. Rebound tipped long, picked up by Kraft, and he got fouled going for the loose ball. So West Plains has Jared Kraft. That foul is going to be on Stapaw, I think. His second. West Plains has Ethan Puma, Josiah Long, Jacob Moore, Jared Kraft, and Clayton Robbins right now. They're five on the floor. And Salem will put Roy Stevens, a six-foot senior, in the ball game. Heard someone say, come on, Roy. Pass to the high post, Jacob Moore. Bounce pass back out to the point. Lob pass to the right corner. Cutting, Moore catches, shoots off the board, and good. West Plains gets on the board after just a little over 4 minutes. Jacob makes it 11-2. They'll come a little easier now. On the right side to the point. Pass to the left corner, curl over the top to the right elbow, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by West Plains. It'll be Salem basketball. 3:40 to go in the first quarter. The Salem Tigers off to a good start. West Plains off to a very cold start, but we just now got on the board. We'll see how it goes from here. 11-2 score. Lob pass out front, almost stolen. Picked up, though, by Pryor. He goes in. That's got to be a charge, and it is a charge. As Luke Pryor took a big bunny hop and really laid into Clayton Robbins, who is slow getting up, but he is getting up. So West Plains ball in the backcourt. As good as this start has been, 11-0 for Salem, now it's 11-2. Very, very early. Left corner, Clayton Robbins got a three, got it. 11-5. Into the front court they come on the dribble with Grody Roy. Now to the left elbow. Top of the circle, hand the ball off to Gapsch. And now lean in, four shot for a three is good. Gapsch knocks in the three. They overplayed. He spun around and got open and shot it and made it 14-5. Baseline, Tuma lobs it out front. Jared Kraft to the right corner, Josiah Long. Salem matches up in their zone. Here's Jacob Moore. Boy, the middle of the zone is wide open. Kraft drives, kicks it on the left side. Robbins, baseline, pull up, 15-foot jumper, side iron, won't fall. Rebound to Salem. They'll control it with Roy Stevens. Down to 2:15 in the first quarter. Out front, on the left baseline. Stevens at the left point, crossover dribble, gets in the lane, puts up a runner, tough shot, no good, rebound slapped up in the air, picked up by Josiah Long. Long up the floor, Ethan Tuma, pull up, 15-foot shot, side iron, won't go, rebound to Salem with Braden Gapsch. They'll come back right to left in the white. At the point, Pryor will drive in, puts up a runner with the left hand, whistle, late whistle, but a foul will be called on West Plains. On the drive, Jacob Moore with the foul, his first. Aiden Judd back in the lineup for Jacob Moore. 14-5 is the score, with Salem leading and with the ball at their own end. Pass underneath, catch up and under, left-hand layup is good. Lincoln Thomas has 8 points, 16-5. So we've established kind of a baseline here early in the game, 11 points being the difference. Left corner, Clayton with another three. It's good. Clayton Robbins with his second three, and that makes it a 16-8 game. Left wing, they're going to shoot a three, and it's good. Gaps. Braden Gaps makes it 19-8. He may have got fouled on the shot, too, but it counts for three. Right side, Aiden Judd. Kraft down the lane, pulls up. 10-foot shot, won't go. Rebound, pulled down by Salem and Luke Pryor. Down the lane. Shot blocked away by Robbins. Long pass up the floor. Josiah Long up ahead. Left-hand layup is good. Nice block by Clayton Robbins. And it leads to two at the other end. 19-10. Sometimes that's what gets you going. It's not making baskets necessarily so much as it is making a good defensive play and feeling like you're moving the right direction. Lincoln Thomas at the point with 22 seconds left in the first quarter as they go for the last shot. Roy Stevens on the handoff on the right wing to the baseline. Crossover, picked it up. Got away with another walk. They're pretty lenient with that around here. Here's a moving screen. No call. Prior catches in the paint. Tim Putter off the glass. Good. 4 seconds. Jared Kraft shoots a floater from top of the circle. Air ball. That's the end of the quarter. And Salem made everything in the first quarter. Can they do it in the second quarter? If so, they're going to be in pretty good shape by halftime. They lead it 21-10, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Has your partner complained that you snore rather loudly at night? Do you feel sluggish throughout the day? Sleep apnea affects 1 in 3 people worldwide. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment specializes in the latest equipment to treat sleep apnea. They will teach you how to use it properly and how to keep your supplies clean and working properly. Don't wait. Sleep well and stay healthy. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season. If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service. All at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Okay, let's erase the first quarter in our minds. Can't erase it on the scoreboard, though. 21-10. Salem had as good a first quarter, I think, as they could have. Question is, can you keep it up? And can West Plains turn the momentum of the game around? Because they need to do that. Ethan Tuma to the point. Jared Kraft against the matchup Salem zone to the left corner. Here's a three by Tuma. No good. Rebound tipped long. Picked up by Kraft. West Plains will have another crack at it. Pass low block. Aiden Judd with a catch. Inside out pass. Right elbow. Pull up shot. Kraft. Good. That is his shot. Right elbow. Man alive. 15 feet. His first basket of the ball game. Jared Kraft for West Plains. Down the left sideline now. They'll hand the ball to Brody Ray. Top of the circle. Safaw hands it off. Lost the ball. Turned over. West Plains will turn it right back over. Trying to go the other way. Clayton Robbins stole it, had the ball come up on him, and he couldn't control down the left sideline. Turnover 3 on West Plains. Turnover 4 for Salem. 7:08 to go. This quarter is number 2. Out front. Now to the right corner. Pull-up shot. Stevens up and good. Roy Stevens, first basket. 23-12. Back two. 11-point game. Right corner, Josiah Long. Left wing, here's a shot and an offensive foul call on West Plains on Jared Kraft. He made a jump pass and the defender moved underneath him and drew the charge, so Jared gets his first foul. Salem with the basketball. West Plains will come out, pressure a little bit more. And now a whistle and a jump ball call, tie up, and it'll be Salem basketball. Stevens on the inbound play in the front court. Reach in and a foul on Josiah Long. So now, five Zizzers have single fouls for the ball game. The only guy that has played that is not fouled is Ethan Tuma. They start play without checking with the timekeeper. Now we can play. Had to make sure who the foul was on. Stevens inbounds for Salem. Bounce pass to the point. Pryor, another reach. Oh, that's a travel violation. Well, they finally got him on it. He got away with it a couple times anyway. Third time was a charm. You can run, but you can't travel. 23-12. In the left corner, Clayton Robbins, another three ball. That's no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Salem. The West Plains offense doesn't have much movement in it. Kind of flat-footed. Just kind of standing around waiting to see what's going to happen. Inbound play, wide open. Aiden Judd for a three, no good. Rebound, Clayton Robbins in the lane. Pump fake goes up, got fouled, missed the shot, and he'll shoot two. Well, that will be on Luke Pryor. That's his second foul. If we could get number three on him, that would be very helpful. Still 6:09 to go in the first half. Clayton Robbins to shoot a free throw, and it's good. State ball will come back in the lineup for Pryor. So now that takes they do substitute into the ball game. Dan and Barry, who's a 6'5 junior, so they don't go small at all. Here's the next free throw try, and that's no good. Rebounded by Barry. And back come the Salem Tigers with a 10-point lead. That's steal. Pass up ahead, Jared Kraft, coast to coast, right hand layup, good. Aiden Judd came up with the steal. Jared Kraft got the finish. He has four, 23-15. I saw Salem. Here's a foul on Aiden Judd at midcourt. Team foul three. I told Mason Miller, the West Plains coach, before the game that I'd seen Salem play twice at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. And, you know, people play the way they want to play, but I said, you know, you really be well served. Put some pressure on these guys because they don't handle the ball very well. So far, not bad, but not much pressure. Up the right middle of the court. In the front court, here's Ray. He pulls up, shoots a tough off balance shot. No good. Rebound putback is up and in. That was Gavin Stapaw, who went strong in for the offensive rebound. He has 5 points. 25-15. At the right point, Kraft got a three look, and it's good. Jarrett's got seven. We get a whistle as the ball went through. It was a three. We get a foul call on West Plains. That may be Jacob Moore with his second foul. So he has two. Aiden Judd has two. That three makes it a seven-point game, 25-18. Clock running, second quarter. Salem is led from the outset. I think they're led by as many as 12. Barry out front, hands the ball off, and it's a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Ethan Tuma on a push. Ball got loose. Players are going after it, and Ethan bumped into the back of Stapaw, so he'll go to the line. Two shots. First foul on Ethan Tuma. Well, this will be Lincoln Thomas shooting these free throws. First try by Thomas is good. Got a couple of kids can shoot the ball on this team. Thomas, one of them. The other is Braden Gapsch. Between them, they've made all four of their threes so far. Free throw again. No good. Long rebound. Josiah Long has it. Up the right side we go. Ethan Tuma to the right baseline. Cut off, body blocked. Body foul, bodied up to the ball handler. Foul will be against Caden Moody, 5'9 senior. His first foul, team foul two. Here's the inbound, shot from the wing, no good. Up and under on the lay-in, no good. Tipped up, picked up by Jacob Moore. He goes up, had it blocked, tipped out. Jared Kraft has it. Right corner, wide open, long. Shoots the three ball, no good. Rebound on the weak side. Salem has it. You better hustle back on defense. Kraft knocks it away, out of bounds. It'll stay with Salem. Had a lot of chances that time. 26-18. Salem basketball from right of their own basket. The inbound play, they get it in, and the ball tipped away and stolen away by Jacob Moore for West Plains. He'll turn, go down the middle, bounce past baseline. 15-foot jump shot, good by Kraft. Jared Kraft has 9. It's a 6-point game now. 26-20, timeout call by Salem. We'll see if it's the full effect or the abbreviated version. We'll take a 30-second timeout with a score. West Plains now trailing by 6, 26-20 at Salem, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
The best way to stay healthy is with proper diet and exercise. To ensure a proper diet, JB's Health Mart provides healthy alternatives, certified organic foods, essential oils, all natural vitamins, minerals, and much more. They have what you need to live a healthy life, and you will be greeted by knowledgeable people to help find what is best for you. JB's Health Mart, where the health smart shop at 1504 Preacher Row in West Plains.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
So, if you were listening when it was 11-0, Salem, since you've been gone, West Plains has outscored the Tigers 20-11. They're down now by 6. On the baseline, inside move. Up, no good. Rebound will be picked up by the Scissors. Clayton Robbins flat on his back, tipped it over to Jared Kraft. Kraft over, Robbins, 3, right point, good. Now it's a 3-point game. 26-23 on the left baseline. Give and go, bounce pass in. Berry all the way, lays it up and in. Foul in the play, the basket counts. Dannon Berry with the basket. Trying to determine that foul is the second on Jerry Kraft. Dannon Berry with a bucket. He'll get another point opportunity here. Free throw try. High and off the back iron. No good. Tipped up. Picked up by West Plains. Tuma has it. Up the right sideline now with 3:50 to play. First half. Josiah Long. On the wing. Ethan Tuma. Cross court to the left baseline. Kraft. Down low, lobs it back to the where it came from, the right point. Three ball by Tuma's off the mark. Rebound is taken down by Dannon Berry. Salem comes back with a 5-point lead. 3:26 to go. Here's a ball loose on the deck. Picked up, though. Salem keeps control of it with Lincoln Thomas. Crossover dribble, gets a moving screen, shoots in the middle of the key. No good. And the rebound chased down by Sapaw. He'll go up. He'll get blocked by Robbins and a foul on Clayton. So now, suddenly, West Plains has 4 players with 2 fouls. Jacob Moore, Clayton Robbins, Aiden Judd, and Jared Kraft. Sapaw will shoot a free throw and make it. Landon Montgomery will check in for West Plains. He'll come in for Ethan Tuma. Free throw again, good. So, 30-23, clock running again. Jared Kraft in the front court at the point. To the right wing, lob it over there. Clayton Robbins, ball fake, lobs it down low, back out front. Jared Kraft dribbles left elbow, leans in, shoots on the run, spins out of the cylinder, and it's taken by Salem. Back with Gapsch, and a whistle and a foul at midcourt. That's a bad foul by Jacob Moore. He picks up a very cheap third foul out in the open floor. And so he goes to the bench with three. And just like that, Aiden Judd, who has two fouls, is back in the ballgame. Two shots, first try, good. Braden Gapsch. 31-23, Salem with the lead. And good again. Salem is 6 out of 7 from the free throw line, and they lead by 9. Robbins for a 3. No good. Rebound underneath. Josiah Long goes up strong. No good. Got fouled. He'll shoot 2. Josiah in there battling. 6'3". Stevens gets the foul for Salem. 1 on him. Josiah Long at the line to shoot 2. First try is no good. One more try. He could make this an 8-point game again. And good. 32-24 with 2:35 to go. Let's see where this game stands at halftime. It's 8 points right now with 2.5 to go. Right side in the right corner on the right wing. Ray back out to the point. Going to fire a quick 3. It's way off the mark. Ball will be out of bounds off Salem. And it's West Plains ball. We don't have a shot clock yet, but they panicked as if there were a shot clock and launched one way off the mark. And now West Plains comes back with it. Lob left corner, back out, Lana Montgomery to the right corner now, Josiah Long. Got to be somebody open inside. Clayton Robbins, they'll move it around the perimeter. 2 minutes to go in the half. Montgomery to the point. Kraft to the right corner. Josiah, wide open 3, and it's going to be no good. And a rebound tipped long, picked up by Barry for Salem, and they'll control now with Lincoln Thomas. We can get that 3-point shot any time we want it. So there's bound to be something else better. Here's the shot from the left baseline. No good. Off the back iron, rebounded by Aiden Judd. Now Plains comes back with 1.5 minutes, down by 8. Kraft, right point, right corner. Clayton Robbins lobs it out front. Aiden Judd back to the left side of the floor. Jared Kraft surveys it. Matchup zone, whistle away from the basketball. And somebody may have some blood on them, if that be the case. Everybody's checking. Checking their knees, checking their elbows. Checking the arms. Someone is bleeding, but we have not identified. Well, who knows? It could be somebody that's not even in the game right now. So we'll take timeout, call the roll, find out who has a scab knocked off with 1:15 to play in the first half, and we'll make this a 1-minute timeout on Hot Country KDY.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Jared Kraft scores. steals the ball, goes the other way, and he gets fouled on the trip in at 49.6 to go in the first half. Jared Kraft, last possession, cut down the lane and a little finger roll for the bucket at the other end. He got the steal, took it in, got fouled. He'll shoot two. It's now a 6-point game. And if Jared Kraft, well, if he makes one, that'll be the closest we've been in a while. First try, good. Jared Kraft did not play in the first quarter, or much in the first quarter. Here in the second quarter, he has 12 points. Next one, no good. Rebound to Stevens for Salem. 32-27. They'll handle out front with Braden Gapsch. Curling over the top with the ball, Brody Ray. Ray dribbles in, gets hung up, passes left corner. No shot available there. They'll dribble it back outside with Lincoln Thomas. He'll dribble right, then go back left. Looks for help, passes across. And now Braden Gapsch with 17 seconds to go in the half. Gapsch loops out to the corner. They'll double team the basketball, and now they'll get it. Another double team. Pass on the wing. Three ball by Gapsch is good. Jared Kraft, right corner. Montgomery at the horn, around it out. No good. And that's the end of the first half. A good first half for Salem. A better second quarter for West Plains. And at the half, West Plains trails Salem Tigers 35-27. And we're back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Franklin 9, this is Roadrunner for Junkyard Dog. You got your ears on? Come on. 10-4, what can I do for you? I just passed you, son. Where'd you get all that chrome and them chicken lights? Come back. Rick's Truck Repair. They got the biggest selection of chrome and LED lights within 100 miles, and they're my go-to place for repair, so I'm not down for long. Mercy me, my Rick's got some issues. What's there, 20? They're on Sale 63 in West Plains next to Highland Dairy. This is the Roadrunner, and I am headed to Rick's Truck Repair. I am gone.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price. Where a handshake still means something.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Well, after a really poor first quarter, I don't know if you'd say it's a poor quarter by West Plains. Maybe it's just a good quarter by Salem. But Salem jumped out to an 11-0 lead. Led after the first quarter, 21-10. Here at the half, West Plains in the second quarter outscored Salem 17-14, so they cut into that lead, but it's still an 8-point gap here at the break. For West Plains, their leading scorer, Jared Kraft, who came off the bench, and he's got 11 points. Clayton Robbins has 10 for West Plains. Josiah Long has 3. Jacob Moore has 2 points. Salem is led in the first half by Braden Gapsch, who has 11 points. He made 3 threes, including the one right at the end of the half. Lincoln Thomas has 9 points for the Tigers. Sapaw has 7, and 2 apiece for Brody Ray, Luke Pryor, Roy Stevens, and Dannon Berry. In the first half, West Plains only 3 out of 8 from the free throw line. Salem was 6 out of 7. West Plains made 4 threes in the first half, and Salem knocked in 5. Felt like more like 10, but I think the fact that they came, most of those came in the first quarter where they're building their lead made it seem maybe a little worse than it was. But anyway, at halftime, West Plains has only 3 turnovers. Salem has 7 as we await the second half. And we'll come back in 2 minutes on Hot Country KDY.
Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment and Kubota have been helping people around the farm for over 40 years. You can get the job done and get it done right with the Kubota L-Series line of tractors, like the L2501 all the way to the L4701. See the powerful Kubota L-Series tractors assembled here in the USA at Edgler and Harper.
Hi, this is Charlene Smith. Remember, we are two names you can trust, Edgler and Harper and Kubota, Mountain Grove and West Plains.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
Iron Brand Realty, now serving Arkansas and Missouri, has agents for all real estate transactions. Whether you're looking to buy or sell residential, commercial, or farmland, Iron Brand Realty has an agent that can help. Iron Brand Realty is conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Stop in and see us or call 417-372-8076. Iron Brand Realty is proud to support Zizzer Athletics. Once a Zizzer, always a Zizzer.
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24/7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing 256-7628.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
The West Plains Scissors tonight at halftime, down by 8, 35-27 at Salem, are coming off the Blue and Gold tournament. And even though they finished 2-2 in that tournament, that could very well have been the best 4 days of basketball for this program in a very, very long time. West Plains got into the winner's bracket by beating Marshfield decisively, then had Republic on the ropes, couldn't finish them off at the end of regulation. They get beaten overtime by the Republic Tigers, one of the top seeds in the tournament. Then they played Hartville. Also, they were a 3 seed, I think. Republic was number 2. And they beat Hartville. And then earned the opportunity to play Nixa, lost by 8, 66-58. But I mean, some of the best basketball that this team has put together in a 4-day span in a really long time. Great job at that tournament. So then you get a little bit of a layoff. Not a lot, but a little bit. And then you come back and you come out tonight here at Salem. You're not playing Republic, you're not playing Hartville, you're not playing Nixa. And so the natural instinct is you don't think you're doing it, but you end up not really putting every single little thing into it like you would if you're playing one of those better teams. And that's just human nature, but I think we kind of started to get the joints loosened up a little bit and started looking more like the ball team that we've been watching lately. and we'll see how the second half plays out. But West Plains knows that they've got to come out and not be flat to start the second half. Otherwise, that 8-point lead at the half could soon be 14 or 15. And that's a deep hole to crawl out of on the road, whoever you're playing. Now, the Zizzers don't play Friday night. We do play at West Plains next Tuesday night against Poplar Bluff. And we'll have that game here on KDY. And speaking of Poplar Bluff tonight, the Grizzlies are playing at home against the Cardinals from Mineral Area. And on KDY on Saturday night, we'll have the game from Three Rivers between the Raiders and the MSU West Plains Grizzlies. This game at the half is 35-27, and we're back for the second half. We'll come back in 2.5 minutes here on Hot Country KDY.
Looking for a compact track loader with next level performance? Coyote has it. Hi, this is Riley. Our TL750 track loader boasts exceptional lift heights that effortlessly conquer any loading task. It can handle the tough jobs with ease and take on landscaping, construction, and more with confidence. Right now, during our winter savings event, get up to $6,000 cash back. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains to learn more. Coyote, we dig dirt.
We're in that time of year where you have cool nights and mornings with warm afternoons. The fluctuating temperatures will cause that rock chip you've been ignoring to start racing across your windshield. See Kevin at S&P Quality Auto Glass in West Plains. He can fix the rock chip before it's too late, and he installs new glass if you waited until your windshield looks like a roadmap. S&P Quality Auto Glass on Highway 63 next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Since 1981, Bell's Body Shop in West Plains has offered the very best in collision repair, hail damage repair, and paint. Today, the business is still thriving, being family-owned and operated, carrying on the legacy that Mark Bell built in his years of operation. So when you need body work done to your vehicle, there's only one name that should ring a bell. Bell's Body Shop on South 63 in West Plains. When there's a dent in what you drive, call 256-1335. Bell's Body Shop.
Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment and Kubota have been helping people around the farm for over 40 years. You can get the job done and get it done right with the Kubota L-Series line of tractors, like the L2501 all the way to the L4701. See the powerful Kubota L-Series tractors assembled here in the USA at Edgler and Harper.
Hi, this is Charlene Smith. Remember, we are two names you can trust, Edgler and Harper and Kubota, Mountain Grove and West Plains.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
With 2.5 minutes to go in the first half, I said this will be interesting. It's an 8-point game with 2.5 minutes to go. Let's see where this is at the end of the first half. That's where it stayed. 8-point difference. And for West Plains, they'd be very well advised, and they're going to have to make a move here and try to get control of the basketball game, get this game even at the very least. Let's see if we start out on a better note here in the second half. Salem stays in a 1-2-2 zone. Tuba drives baseline, wraparound far corner. Clayton Robbins, wide open three, no good. Rebound is going to be pulled down by Pryor. Back comes Salem up the floor, bounce pass across. Pump fake, layup is up and good. Lincoln Thomas. 10-point game, 37-27. Lob pass, left corner, Robbins. No one playing in the post. Now there's Aiden Judd. He gets open in there but can't get the ball. Jared Kraft over on the left wing. Tuma drives in. Kraft at the point. Left elbow, double team, passes across to Robbins. Baseline pass. Josiah long with two, and it's good. Josiah has five. 37-29. Back to an 8-point ball game. 1 minute into the second half. Backdoor bounce pass. Great pass. Layup is up and in. Good pass on the left baseline. Cutting in was Braden Gapsch. And he caught it, shot it on the move from about 10 feet and made it. Nice play. 10-point game again. 39-29. In the right corner, Tuma. Open for a three. Good. Ethan Tuma knocks it down from range. His first basket of the ball game. And so West Plains starts second half shooting the ball well. 39-32. Out front. Pryor has it. Kicks it left wing. Gapsch. G-A-P-S-C-H. Gapsch has it on the left side. Bounce pass, low block, tipped away by Kraft out of bounds. It'll stay with Salem with 6:14 to go in the third. Still a lot of time left. We still have over 14 minutes of basketball to play. 39-32. Salem with the ball, up by seven. Lob pass on the inbound play. Brody Ray out front for Salem. Goes left. Backdoor bounce pass. There it is again. The gap is cut off. And now he'll lean in, shoot from the right baseline. Good. Gapsch has played good tonight. 41-32. Left corner, Josiah with it. At the right elbow, right corner pass, Ethan Tuma. Skip pass, fake it to the corner, over the top, right corner. Wide open, Tuma, three ball, good. Ethan's feeling it. So let him eat. 41-35, back to a 6-point game. Out on the right side. Lincoln Thomas to the point. Dribble down the key to the baseline. Right hand scoop shot, no good. Rebound by Clayton Robbins. Up the right sideline, Ethan Tuma. Over the top pass. Back outside it goes. Josiah drives in, kicks it back. Kraft has it to the right wing, to the right corner. Tuma again, can he make three? No good. Rebound comes out to the corner. And it's chased down by Gavin Sapoff for Salem. Well, that's the right guy to shoot it. Made two in a row. Let him try again. Brody Ray to the left side. Double team. They'll get it inside. Whistle offensive foul. And maybe a technical coming. Gavin Sapoff is going to get called for the offensive foul. And I am here to tell you, Jared Peterson, or Patterson that is, the head coach of Salem, came flying off his bench. And I'm surprised that they didn't light him up for that. Third foul on Sapoff. West Plains basketball. Judd out in the corner, low block pass. Josiah Long has to dribble out to the corner. Out front, Robbins around the horn, Kraft. Three ball, right point, no good. Ball comes off to Stapaw, and he has it for Salem. 41-35, Tigers by six. Out front, bounce pass over to Roy. He'll dribble over, or Ray that is. He'll dribble over, bounce pass baseline. They'll dribble all the way through. And now to the free throw line. Bounce pass left corner. Open shot for Ray. No good. Rebound comes long and loose. Picked up by West Plains. Aiden Judd has it. Hands it off. Leaning lay-in is no good. Rebound Judd puts it up and good. Stayed after it. Aiden Judd with his first basket. Down to a 4-point game. 41-37. Timeout Tigers. Their halftime lead was 8. Their lead with 3:46 to go in the third is 4. With the score 41-37, Salem leads West Plains. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season. If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service, all at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome! Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
West Plains has outscored Salem 10-6 here in the third quarter. Trail it by four now, 41-37. It'll be Salem throwing the ball in at midcourt, having trouble. They get it in. And now Safall has it. Back outside. Get the ball to Lincoln Thomas, guarded by Jared Kraft. Curl over the top to the left side. Thomas pulls it back out front, guarded by Clayton Robbins. Big difference in height right there, about 4 or 5 inches. To the point, Salem bounce pass, low block, knocked away by Kraft. Loose ball picked up, though, by the Tigers. A double team, and now Thomas has it on the right side. Salem has become very hesitant, and now we'll get an illegal screen call on Salem. And that'll be on Brody Ray. That's a turnover. And now the Zizzers have the basketball after the illegal screen call on Ray and a chance to make this a 2 or maybe a 1-point game. Robbins over the top. Bad pass. Not high enough. Picked up off the tip. Fourth turnover on West Plains. Braden Gapsch. At the point, guarded by Tuma. High screen, double screen, goes left. They'll jump to the ball, double team, now down the lane, whistle, and a blocking foul on Aiden Judd as he tried to cut off Gavin Sapaw. Aiden Judd now has 3 fouls with 2:46 to go in the third quarter. But he stays out there. Jacob Moore on the bench with 3 for West Plains. On the baseline. Sapaw, wraparound pass, bad pass stolen. Jared Kraft picked it off. As the Tigers now have 9 turnovers. Kraft to the point. 3 by Robbins, no good. And the rebound to Salem. At midcourt. He'll pass the ball up ahead to the left wing. Lincoln Thomas dribbles in, splits the D, back to the left corner. Roy Stevens in the game, right elbow pass. Down the baseline, follow away, jump shot, no good. Too hard, rebound, Clayton Robbins for West Plains. 2:10 to go. Zizzer basketball. Jared Kraft. And we'll get a holding foul call. And that'll be on Lincoln Thomas, his 2nd foul for the Salem Tigers. I don't know how many years these teams played each other when they were both in the South Central Association. It was a lot. Many, many encounters. Here's the inbound play. Right corner, catch and shoot. And it's going to be just short. Ball just skimmed the net. And now back comes Salem. Front court to the right. In the corner, they'll dribble it in, follow-away shot from the elbow, no good. Rebound to Robbins, off the miss by Caden Moody. Here's a lob alley, oop, no, it's going to be off the rim. And it's rebounded by Salem, tried to lob it over Jared Kraft, but the ball wasn't quite high enough. Out front, they get it in the paint, now over to Stevens. On the right side, wraparound pass, nearly thrown away, picked up by the Tigers in the corner. Lob pass to the point. Pryor gets it over now in the left corner. Stevens has it. 1:08 to go in the third quarter. And Salem has slowed this thing down to a crawl. Bounce pass out front near Steele, and it's picked up by Salem. They get it back front court. Pryor dribbles through, lost the ball, picked up on the baseline. Bounce pass out, and it's picked up by Salem. 50 seconds left in the quarter. Over the top, left side, good give and go, bounce pass underneath, loose basketball, and Stevens stepped out of bounds No, they're going to call a timeout. 30-second timeout. 38 seconds left in the third quarter. The score, Salem 41, West Plains 37. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price. Where a handshake still means something.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Well, it's been a tale of two halves. In the first half, Salem shot the ball so well and was able to build up at times a 12-point lead. West Plains has cut that back here in the second half, 38 seconds left in the third quarter, down by four, 41-37. Salem basketball, underneath, they have slowed this game down into a 100% half-court game. At the free throw line. Move back out front. Salem with 30 seconds. They're going to try and hold for one if they can. Stevens gets it across. Now with the ball, Thomas drives in, puts up a tough off balance shot. No good. Rebound to Aiden Judd. Long up the floor. Kraft has it, takes it to the hole, lays it up and good. Seven seconds, 41-39. Over a double screen, pump fake, lean in, shot is up, no good, and that's the end of the third quarter. At the half, it was eight. Going to the fourth, the gap is two. West Plains trailing Salem 41-39. Back in a minute on KDY.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
If your doctor prescribes oxygen therapy for you or a family member, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is your go-to provider for reliable oxygen services. They have multiple options for patients needing oxygen. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been providing oxygen to patients for over 40 years and has a trained staff to take care of you. Respiratory services are their expertise. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
In the second half at the West Plains Civic Center, the MSU West Plains Grizzlies lead Mineral Area by 9, 34-25, and we are starting the fourth quarter here at Salem tonight. And it's Salem ball. Brody Ray has it on the left wing. This is a two-point game. Stevens out front, pushes off, and a blocking foul is called on Ethan Tuma. When I say push up, when you put your forearm in front of you and go into the defender, here's a turnover on the inbound play. Aiden Judd spins to the middle, goes, that's got a shot blocked by Pryor. And Salem comes back with it. Left side, baseball pass over the top to the right corner. Low block, Pryor has it, posts up, goes up inside, and he missed it, and he got his own board and scored. The first time tonight he's really hurt West Plains inside. He has 4 points, 43-39. Baseline, here's Kraft, up and around, no good. Going too fast on the reverse layup, and it's pulled down by Salem. Little trap out front, dribble over, double team the basketball, and a tie up, and it'll be West Plains ball. 7:01 to play. Salem's thrown the ball away and given up 11 times. West Plains only 4. Kraft out front, drives the key all the way, right hand layup won't go, and the rebound tipped over, and Stevens has it. Up the right sideline now in the front court. They double team, ball tipped and stolen. Josiah Long, coast to coast all the way, and he tried to dunk it, and he missed it. And the ball kicked out of bounds by Salem. It'll be West Plains ball, and I want to tell you what. A four-point game. Inbound, Josiah, he'll shoot a three from the corner, no good. Rebound, Jared Kraft, feeds it across to him, back to Long to the point, right wing pass. Aiden Judd, bounce pass in paint, wide open, Kraft lays it up and good. And timeout and scissors, 6:29 to go in the fourth with the score. Salem 43 and West Plains 41, and we'll keep it here during the timeout. Why not? JV team looked really good tonight. I mean really good tonight as they blew out the Salem JV. I don't get a chance a lot of the time to see much of the JV game. If I'm there, I've got my head down, I'm writing or reading something. But tonight I had the chance to eat a bag of popcorn and watch the JV game, and it was really entertaining. Those kids really played well. All right, here's our deal. 6:29 to play in the fourth quarter. West Plains is behind 43-41. We're behind to start the game 11-0. And here come the Salem Tigers. Both teams 4-7. Ray to the wing, knocked away, almost stolen from Stevens. He'll dribble into the paint, goes up, got blocked, and a foul is called against West Plains on the shot. That may be Aiden Judd. If so, that's his fourth. Aiden Judd's fourth foul in the act of shooting. Stevens will go to the free throw line. Stevens drove the lane into three guys that are all taller than him. He's listed at 6 feet, maybe. But didn't have to foul. You just get your hands up, make him shoot over you. First free throw, no good. And after a long time on the bench, Jacob Moore back in the game for West Plains. He has three fouls. Aiden Judd goes to the bench with four. Roy Stevens, second free throw try, no good. Rebound to West Plains, and it's knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. And it'll be West Plains basketball in the backcourt. Those are two big misses. Still a two-point game, so a bucket would tie. A three would give us the lead. And I just kind of get the feeling if we ever got the lead, this thing would really slide West Plains' direction. Kraft, free throw line. Pass across is stolen. Tipped away, loose on the deck, picked up. Here they come with Pryor. And he has it stolen. Josiah, and he has it stolen the other way. Down the key, gaps, drives in, shoots high off the board, and good. Long up the floor. Here's a drive by Kraft, up and good. Zizzers beat him down the floor that time. Jared Kraft has 16 points. 45-43, Salem on top with the ball. 5:33 to go. Over a high screen, pass to the middle, Pryor in the lane, lost it on the way up. Loose basketball picked up, though, in the corner by Brody Ray. Out to Stevens on the right wing. That kid's got a massive head of hair. Out front, nearly stolen, picked up by Ray. He'll drive the lane, goes up. Tosses one off the rim, won't go. Put back is up and in. Gavin Sapaw. Gavin Sapaw with a bucket, 47-43. That was big for Salem. Clayton Robbins down the right wing. Jacob Moore at the elbow. Bounce pass in, hands off. Jacob, wraparound pass right corner. Tuma, three ball, rounds and out. No good, tip long though. Jacob Moore gets it back for West Plains. Over to Kraft on the left side. They crowd him pretty hard. Now Jacob will circle outside. 4:40 to go in the game. 47-43. West Plains down, but with the ball. Jacob Moore left side. Clayton Robbins for a three ball. That's no good. And the rebound will be controlled by Sapaw. Now at the right sideline. Got to get on this kid. Gaps with it. Tipped away. And a reach-in foul. Third foul on Clayton Robbins. And three fouls. Now, here's something to think about. If this is a one or two possession game down at the end and Salem's ahead, the Zizzers only have no fouls, and you got to have five to put them on the line to stop the clock. Here's St. Paul inside, ball up, no good, rebound by Clayton Robbins, and he'll bring it up the floor to the right wing. Josiah Long, inside-out pass on the baseline. Tuma to the point. Kraft, free throw line, jump shot, push shot short. Got his own board. Turns, puts it up again. Oh, good. Rebound tipped long. Robbins has it at the point. Left corner. Ethan, three ball, no good. And Jacob Moore with a rebound. Josiah Long drives in. Scoop shot, up and good. So Josiah Long converts. We get a whistle. Players pile up on the floor. We may need to wipe up some moisture before we go. You hear those squeaking sneakers trying to dry it up. 3:47 to go now. Full court pressure by West Plains. I like this idea a lot. 47-45. Salem. It's full court man-to-man is what it is. No zone trap. On the right side, down the key all the way, step through shot. Shot is up off the side iron, no good, but a foul on the play on Josiah Long on Braden Gap. And the third foul on Jared Kraft, and the shooter is Braden Gap. Free throw, no good. So it can be no more than a one-possession game if this does go in. Gaps tonight, 2 out of 3 from the line. And good. 48-45. Don't have to have a three. A lot of time left. 3.5 minutes. Outside step back. Here's a two, and good by Robbins. He had his foot on the line. First bucket of the second half for Clayton Robbins, 48-47. 3:16 to play. Roy drives in, fakes, kicks it far corner. There he is for three. No good, but tipped out, picked up by Ray. Now Salem has control. Now we'll get a foul call on a reach-in for West Plains on Clayton Robbins. Fourth foul on Clayton. So West Plains, 5 team fouls, 2 shots for Salem, the rest of the game on all fouls, player control. Salem, here's a free throw, first with no good. Salem finds themselves in that predicament. Yeah, you don't have any fouls, but what if you need to at the end? You got to foul 5 times to put them on the line. First free throw missed by Ray. Second try missed, long rebound, and Josiah Long fouled in the backcourt by Brody Ray after the miss. They're first. 3:03 to go. If you want to have options at the end of the game, it might be smart for Salem just to start giving up some fouls. Right side, Tuma. To the left point, Jacob Moore. Looks inside, now out on the left wing, Josiah Long beats his guy on the dribble, goes up with a shot, and good! And West Plains with the lead for the first time tonight. Josiah Long makes it 49-48. High screen, front court. Braden Gaps with a three out front, no good, ball tipped long to the right corner, chased down by Lincoln Thomas, Salem controls. Out to Ray, out front. And a whistle, timeout will be called by Salem. 2:26 to go in the ball game. With the score now, West Plains on top for the first time tonight, 49-48 at Salem. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
The best way to stay healthy is with proper diet and exercise. To ensure a proper diet, JB's Health Mart provides healthy alternatives, certified organic foods, essential oils, all natural vitamins, minerals, and much more. They have what you need to live a healthy life, and you will be greeted by knowledgeable people to help find what is best for you. JB's Health Mart, where the health smart shop, at 1504 Preacher Row in West Plains.
Tractor, Speed, and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Well, the Zizzers have got over the top now. They have a one-point lead. They've overcome a deficit, which has been for a good part of the game, anywhere from 8 to 11 points. It'll be Salem basketball at midcourt. They'll play the ball inbounds to Lincoln Thomas. He comes over the timeline, picked up by Jared Kraft. Swings to the right wing, looking inside, keeps the dribble, bounce pass, low block, they'll post inside, shot up, blocked from behind by Moore, shot up again, no good, tipped up, controlled by Gaps, the shot no good, and the rebound to West Plains. Luke Pryor hobbling down the floor for Salem, and a grab and a foul, which was smart by Lincoln Thomas. That'll be his third foul, but he had an injured teammate, and he'll hobble off. So on that note, they're not going to put their other big kid in the game, the 6'5", Dannon Berry. He's on the bench. So this is a very small team, and here's a lob on the inbound and a foul on that pass on the inbound. West Plains just ought to pound this thing inside. Salem has no one out there right now that's taller than about 6 feet tall. Saipal with his fourth foul for the Tigers. Here's the inbound play. Lob pass out front. Clayton Robbins has it. Hook pass inside. Here's the shot. Up, no good. Foul on the play. A good pass into Ethan Tuma, cutting to the basket. And he gets fouled. He'll shoot two. That is precisely what we should have been looking for there. That foul is going to be on Roy Stevens. And that'll be his second. Two shots for this guy, Ethan Tuma. He has 6 points tonight. First try, good. 2 point game, 50-48 West Plains. Three would be better. We're under 2 minutes to go, 154. Next try, no good. It's off the back iron, tipped high off the board. Rebound by Jacob Moore, and West Plains has it, and a travel is going to be called instead of a jump ball as he pulled the ball away, and West Plains will get tagged for a turnover there. That is bad luck. Here's the inbound in the backcourt. Josiah Long knocks it away. Last touch by West Plains. And boy, the West Plains folks on the far side, right in front of them. They are complaining a big time. Here's the inbound play. Rod Gorman's down there, and he saw it, and he was really complaining. So, you know, it had to be off of Salem, right? They play it inbound. Court pressure. Pressure on the ball. They're going to have to hustle to get over the 10-second line, and they do. They get over midcourt, now in the front court. 1:38 to play. Lincoln Thomas, left wing. Will they panic and fire one here? On the low block, inside ball loose, picked up by West Plains off the turnover, and the timeout call by the Scissors with 1:27 to go. Ball got loose on the floor. Josiah Long, Jacob Moore were there. And after that turnover, timeout on the floor. 1:27 to play. It'll be a full timeout. And the score, West Plains 50 and Salem 48. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Brickwood 9, this is Roadrunner for Junkyard Dog. You got your ears on? Come on. 10-4, what can I do for you? I just passed you, son. Where'd you get all that chrome and them chicken lights? Come back. Brick's truck repair. They got the biggest selection of chrome and LED lights within 100 miles, and they're my go-to place for repairs, so I'm not down for long. Mercy me, my brakes got some issues. What's there, 20? They're on Cell 63 in West Plains next to Highland Dairy. This is the Roadrunner, and I am headed to Race Truck Repair. I am gone.
Back to the court and Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
All right, here's the situation. A minute 27 to go in the ball game. West Plains leads Salem by 2, 50-48. Zizzer Basketball. Salem has to pick up man-to-man now. Let's get that ball to the basket. They have no size in their lineup right now. Jared Kraft beats his man on the dribble, takes it all the way in, right hand layup is good. That's the way to do it. It's a four-point game with a minute to go. Right side, crossover dribble. Ray bounce pass to the right point to Sapaw. He'll hand the ball over. Here comes their shooter on the left side. Gaps, Braden Gaps, guarded by Long. Got to stay on him. Don't give him any room. To the right corner. Thomas with it. Step back. Fakes a three. Shoots a three. No good. Rebound. Tuma. 37 seconds to go. Long pass up to four. And a bad pass across from Josiah Long. Stolen. With 29 seconds left. Over on the right side. On the wing. They'll step it back. 19 seconds to go in a four-point game. And they're not in any rush. Here's a quick three from the wing. Good. Who else? Braden Gaps. He knocks in his fourth three of the ballgame. He is the threat they have. He and Lincoln Thomas. We guarded Thomas really well, but for some reason let Braden Gaps get loose. And what did he do? He knocked in another three. How many does he have tonight? He's got 10. So he's got 21 points. He has 7 field goals, 5 of them behind the three-point line. Actually, in the second half, Salem hasn't done much of anything at all on offense. That field goal there was their 7th field goal of the second half. They only scored 6 in the third quarter, and that bucket right there, that gives them 10 for the fourth. West Plains here in the fourth quarter, Jared Kraft with, well, in the second half, Jared has, let's see, he's got 20 points to lead West Plains. Clayton Robbins has 12. Josiah Long has 9. Ethan Tuma has 7. Aiden Judd has 2. Well, we're going to have to make a free throw or two to close this game out. 52-51. Clayton Robbins throws it in. Got to go the length of the floor with 13 seconds left and a one-point lead. Played inbounds, Ethan Tuma. Go ahead, Ethan. Take off. And a quick whistle and a foul in the backcourt. Will be the fourth team foul now on Salem of 10 seconds. And that's important because he was able to run 3 seconds off the clock. Brody Ray with his fourth foul for Salem. West Plains needs this. This is the big part. Get the ball inbound safely. Get it inbound, and Clayton Robbins will be grabbed and spun around by Gavin Sapaw, who just fouled out. He looks around like, what? So he's out of the ball game. Sapaw fouls out with 9 points. So Clayton Robbins will be the shooter. 8 seconds to go. Now here's the thing for West Plains. You've got to decide right now, before this free throw is even shot, what are you going to do if we have a situation where they can come down and maybe tie or win with a three? You got to look for 23. Braden Gash. First free throw, good by Clayton Robbins. This is a huge shot, 53-51. Good again. Timeout. Salem, 8 seconds. Oh, West Plains called timeout. We'll keep it here. It's only a 30-second timeout. 54 to 51. The Scissors trying to go 5-7 on the year, but it's like pulling in, Steve, isn't it? Nothing's ever easy. This game for West Plains next Tuesday night at home against Poplar Bluff. The game will be here on KDY. And let's see if I've got any updates. Oh, I think I do. Perhaps. 10 minutes to go. Grizzlies lead Mineral Area 53-44. Hang on, boys. If the Grizzlies can win tonight, that will even their record for the year at 8-8. And that can be a hard hill to climb when you're trying to get up it. Here we go. 8 seconds left. 3-point game. Salem has to have a three. Here they come up the left side. Lincoln Thomas. Middle of the court. Kicks it across. St. Paul with a three. And good! The one guy that could do that to you, we let him loose and he made a three from about 30 feet over on the left side of the floor. Overtime. Tied at 54. Back in a minute on KDY.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarkHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
We come out for overtime, tied at 54. West Plains will have the five of Jared Kraft, Ethan Tuma, Clayton Robbins, Josiah Long, Jacob Moore. I say Jacob Moore ready, and Ethan Tuma. Anyway, basically your starting five. Although tonight, Aiden Judd got a start. We'll jump ball to start the overtime period. Tip one easily by West Plains. Here we go. York is back, or Pryor is back in the ball game for Salem at 6'4", so he gives that size back in the middle. They go back to the matchup zone. They're sitting back. Kraft in the corner. They're sitting back because they don't want West Plains to go inside with it. On the right side, Tuma to the point to Kraft. We play 4 minutes in overtime. We play 25 seconds. Tuma to the point. Kraft, left wing pass. Robbins. We're passing across the top. I don't know what we're looking for, though, because we're not breaking anybody open in the middle of that zone. On the left side, Robbins out to the point. Kraft to the right corner. Josiah Long. Baseline, pulls it back. Inside, good pass. Layup good by Jacob Moore. We put him to sleep. Rocked him to sleep and caught him snoozing, got a layup. Now at the other side, here's Roy, goes in, triple team, bounce pass back out on the wing. And there's Gatch to the point, down the key, lean in, lost ball out of bounds, and a foul on Clayton Robbins, who just happened to be standing there. He just fouled out of the game. Ooh. That was on 32, was it not? And everyone is asking right now. The Salem coaches are beside themselves. So Clayton does not foul out. Jacob Moore picks up his fourth. Boy, talk about a break. 56-54, here's a free throw. Oh, good by Pryor. 1-point game. 56-55. Tie game. 2:45 to go in overtime. Tied at 56. Take your time. Make them move. Make them play defense. Ethan Tuma, right side. Left wing to the left corner. Robbins back across the top of the key. Moving it. Making Salem move on defense. Tuma back over. Back over to Ethan. Left corner pass. We may hold it to the last shot if they're going to do this. I would. If you're not going to play, we're going to make you. Now they come out and pressure a little bit. Back out to Tuma. Right side, Jared Kratz. To the right corner, long, down low, inside, Moore. Back outside it goes to Jared Kratz. 2 minutes to play in the overtime period. Tied at 56. To the high post. Over on the left side to Tuma. Back to Jared Kratz. 1:45 left. Right corner, long, back out to Kraft. Kraft in the lane, drives in, goes up, got fouled. He'll shoot two with a minute 35 to go. Lincoln Thomas with his third foul for the Tigers at the line will be Jared Kraft. One out of two from the line tonight. First one good. And that is the first point of overtime. And good again. Now you need a stop with a minute 32 and counting. Out front, Brody Ray dribbles over. Ethan Tuma's on him, dribbled it off his foot, out of bounds, should be what. Oh, they're saying that's off of what foot? That was obviously off the foot of Brody Ray dribbling over to the right sideline. Man, get some help. Here's the inbound play. Ray has it out front, splits the D, kick back to the corner. There he is for three, but it's no good. Rebound to Kraft for West Plains. Up by two, up the right side. Jared Kraft in the front court. Over to Moore, back to Kraft. Minute 5 to go. And a reach-in foul be two shots. Thank you very much. Brody Ray fouls out of the ball game for Salem. Second player to do that for them. He fouls out with 2 points. They haven't subbed yet, so we can't shoot the free throw yet. So I guess they'll sub after the first free throw. Two shots. Jared Kraft for West Plains. No good. Still can make it a 3-point game here, a minute 5 left. Which would be big, because if you get a stop, and the next free throw is good. Now if you get a stop, and they have to foul you, you just make one out of two, then it's a 2-possession game. Caden Moody in the front court. Let's see if Salem looks for the three. Ball out front, stolen away by Jared Kraft. Kraft all the way, laid it up, got pushed very hard into the wall. And that should be an intentional foul, a flagrant foul, and an ejection. I am telling you, Caden Moody just two-handed Jared Kraft into the wall down here. Yeah, it's padded, but so what? It's concrete behind it. And Jared is a little woozy. If they don't call that a flagrant foul, nothing is. I believe they're giving Moody a flagrant foul or an intentional foul. So it's two shots for Jared Kraft. He can put the game away here, maybe. Free throw, no good. Still a 3-point game. And Jared will get two more shots after this one. Next try. No good. 59-56. Jared Kraft should get two more free throws. That was the worst flagrant foul that I've seen in a long time. Jared Kraft still kind of hobbling out there. I mean, he got took into the wall about as hard as you could imagine, and he was totally defenseless as he went up for the shot and got two-handed into the wall by Moody. Now, they may be talking about whether or not the player gets kicked out of the game. He should. That doesn't mean that he will. So the coaches are meeting with the officials at midcourt right now. Mason Miller's doing the talking. Now an official was talking to him. A lot of hand gestures. More hand gestures. But whatever it is, either somebody is being explained why he didn't get kicked out of the game, or somebody's being explained why he did get kicked out of the game. Now what's this? Okay, so they're going to put Saipaw on the free throw line like it's a technical foul on that end. First try, no good. Braden Gapsch missed the first one. He'll get one more try. 53 seconds to go, and it's good. Two-point game. Well, evidently there was a foul. Aiden Judd fouled out of the game. So he is out with 2 points. It's a 2-point game with 53 seconds to go. This whole thing did not go anywhere near what I thought it was going to go. As it turned out. Out front, bounce pass in the middle. Here's the whistle, and that should be a charge, and it is. Good defensive play in the lane that time. Ethan Tuma drew the charge on Pryor, cutting down the lane. His third. So, Zizzer ball, 45 seconds left, up by two. Clayton Robbins brings it over. 38 seconds left in the overtime. Overtime one. Robbins has it. Down the key. Back out to the corner. Ethan Tuma dribbles out. They reach in, and now a foul will be called on Lincoln Thomas, nearly his fourth, and that stops the clock with 23 seconds to go. 59-57. Grizzlies with 10 minutes to go in the game, leading by 9 at the Civic Center. Yeah, the line will be Ethan Tuma. Grizzlies lead 57-53 with 6 minutes to go. Free throw good by Ethan Tuma. Huge free throw there. This would be maybe a putaway shot. And no good. Rebound by Stevens. And here comes Salem. They're down by 3. Where is 23? There he is on the far side of the floor. Timeout Salem, 17.7 to go, 3-point game. You know who's going to shoot it when we come back. 60-57, Salem trailing West Plains, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
We're in that time of year where you have cool nights and mornings with warm afternoons. The fluctuating temperatures will cause that rock chip you've been ignoring to start racing across your windshield. See Kevin at S&P Quality Auto Glass in West Plains. He can fix the rock chip before it's too late, and he installs new glass if you waited until your windshield looks like a roadmap. S&P Quality Auto Glass on Highway 63 next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Salem High School, Salem, Missouri, 60-57. West Plains leads in overtime with 17.7 seconds to play. And the Salem Tigers are going to try to figure out a way to get the ball in the hands of Braden Gatch. He's made five threes tonight. And the last one he made to send it into overtime was about 30 feet. So Josiah Long is on him, trying to keep him from getting the basketball. He comes off the screen, makes the catch. Josiah all over him. Now Thomas, pump fake, feed across. Gaps guarded by Kraft. Ball tipped out of bounds. 0.6 seconds to go, and there's just about no way. I mean, this is a catch and shoot. So Salem throws it in on the sideline, right in front of their bench. 0.6 seconds to go, 3-point game. Here's the inbound play. They'll lob it to the far side. A catch by Thomas. Block! And this ball game, Derek Kraft got his hand on the shot to end the contest 60-57 as the Zizzers win and go 5-7 on the year. We'll come back and recap in 1 minute on KDY.
This is Riley. Get ready to rev up your homestead, hobby farm, or ranch game. Purchase a Coyote CK Series tractor and receive a free loader. That's right, you'll get a bonus attachment to help you tackle even the toughest tasks. And to make it even sweeter, you'll also score 2.99% financing for 84 months. That's a whole lot of savings and a whole lot of power at your fingertips. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains today. Coyote, we dig dirt.
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24/7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing, 256-7628.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Well, it started horribly. It ended great for West Plains. They win the game by a final of 60-57 in overtime. Jared Kraft had 23 points to lead West Plains. Clayton Robbins had 14, 9 for Josiah Long, 8 points for Ethan Tuma, 4 points for Jacob Moore, 2 points for Aiden Judd. Landon Montgomery played, did not score. Leading scorer of the ballgame, though, from Salem, Braden Gaps. He had five threes in the game and finished tonight with 25 points. Salem falls to 4-8. West Plains goes to 5-7. And we're off until next Tuesday at home against Poplar Bluff. So thanks to Tyler in the studio. Again, your final score in this game, 60-57. West Plains will win over Salem as we say goodnight from Dent County.
West Plains Zizzers basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Wilbanks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Stuart Morrison Ready Mix, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, Simmons Bank, Peterbilt, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ozarks Medical Equipment, Lynch Equipment Company, by Ozark Hills Realty, Whitney Frazier Agent, KT Roofing, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Butler Heating and Air, Bailey Chevrolet, JB's Health Mart, Iron Brand Realty, J&J Recovery, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Edgler and Harper, and by Bell's Body Shop.
When she had a bad day,
what she has to say. When you tell her she's stronger than the storm blowing in. When you're there when she just needs a friend. It matters to her. It stays on her mind. When you put her first every single time. When you think she don't see. When you think she don't care. When you think she don't know.
No more cornflake wreaths for Blake Shelton. The pants are getting a little tight because they're addictive and easy to make. Just three ingredients, one was butter. Here he is now with Post Malone of the Big Time.
40 hours got me going out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Caught a ticket speeding down to 65. You know where I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in. Crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz. I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. And y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, it's sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name. Pour me a drink. Pour me a drink. Bourbon brown eyes trying to get me drunk. Ain't stopping till the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love. But you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm back.